A young couple with a baby girl are in for a routine checkup. Ashley Farrington, in her magenta scrubs, goes through the checklist.
Is she on any medications?
Not currently, no.
No allergies that you're aware of yet?
Right.
Okay.
Farrington, who's 26, is a medical assistant at Dartmouth-Hitchcock's Concord Clinic. If you've been to the doctors lately, the medical assistant is the person who usually calls you in from the waiting area.
So we're going to get this little one down to her diaper.
Farrington checks the baby's height, weight, head size. Then she enters everything into the system and passes the patient off to a doctor. Farrington is efficient, pleasant, and she's also an apprentice. Last summer, Dartmouth-Hitchcock accepted her into a year-long training program meant to add to its ranks of medical assistants. The program starts with 2.5 rigorous months in a classroom.
It was a few weeks in where I was like, oh my gosh, I haven't been in school in so long because I didn't go to college. So I had to like relearn how to learn. That makes sense.
Farrington made it through the coursework, which included learning basic medical terminology, and it had a focus on soft skills, like communicating well with patients. She's now doing hands-on training, shadowing colleagues, learning procedures, and also working with a mentor. As an apprentice, Farrington gets $14.50 an hour plus benefits. Dartmouth was willing to take a risk on her and more than 150 other apprentices its training because, well, it had no other choice.
We were having a very difficult time finding people to fill open positions who had the skill sets that we were looking for.
Sarah Currier is director of workforce development for the Lebanon-based healthcare system. She says community colleges just aren't producing enough medical assistants. And without medical assistants, nurses and doctors wind up wasting time on tasks way below their skill level and pay grade. Or clinics simply have to turn patients away. So rather than wait for the right applicants to come along, Dartmouth decided to create them. It's an idea gaining traction across the country, and it's got a big cheerleader.
That means more on-the-job training and more apprenticeships that set a young worker on an upward trajectory for life.
This is President Obama during his 2014 State of the Union Address.
And if Congress wants to help, you can concentrate funding on proven programs that connect more ready-to-work Americans with ready-to-be-filled jobs.
Dartmouth got some of that funding, $1.2 million, which covered about 40% of its costs. A recent report from the U.S. Department of Commerce finds that more than 500,000 people enrolled in apprenticeship programs nationally in 2016, in everything from healthcare and construction to IT and manufacturing. Jessica Nicholson, an economist with the Commerce Department, says most companies believe the investments pay off.
They also find that a lot of the apprentices have a reduced need for supervision, and they oftentimes have a greater problem-solving ability and adaptability because they've been sort of trained in the system of the firm. So they tend to be a good fit as an employee.
And when those apprentices become full-fledged employees, they do so with no college debt. That was important for Ashley Farrington.
I didn't come from a wealthy family. I basically have done it on my own. So it was helpful that they did have this course.
Farrington says she's worked lots of different jobs during her life. But now, for the first time, she feels like she has a career. For NHPR News, I'm Todd Bookman.